Access to the 3.7-mile-long Connecticut Riverwalk and Bikeway in Springfield is supposed to be available by way of an elevator that leads to a pedestrian bridge across a set of active railroad tracks. But since the structure was built in 2002, design flaws have caused the elevator to break down frequently. Sheila McElwain, a city resident and longtime Riverwalk advocate, grew frustrated watching people in wheelchairs and parents with children in strollers unable to get to the paved walkway.
Let's walk over and we can look at some of the problems.
She filed the complaint with the state.
Because it was never built properly and because it wasn't maintained properly, there are many structural problems. The metal parts are starting to rust. You can see the rust on the door. As we walk up, we'll see other things that are rusted. You can see that the whole thing is deteriorated. And the reason that it was a good idea to go to the Architectural Access Board is that their law says that if you have a facility that's handicapped accessible, you are required to maintain it. And so the city didn't do that, and now the city's paying the price. This is where you access the controls, which are underground. You can see that this is right next to the roadway. There is no protection. This is an open grill. There's not any kind of bulkhead. So rain and snow and things pushed over here from when they snow plow goes right into the control room. So a lot of the mechanism was compromised. And you can see that the drain from above, guess what? It drains right here outside of this open access to the control room. So
all the storm water runs right into the control room.
Right. How smart is that, huh?
Yeah.
And that's just the beginning of the problem. And you can see on the other side, the ramp that's going to stay, it hasn't been painted. It's got big peeling patches. You can see that there are vines crawling up. The city has just, as someone involved with this said, the city has a habit of building things and walking away from them, and that's certainly what they did here.
The elevator tower rises some 30 feet from the ground, and when people step out at the top, there is a view of the city's skyline to the east and the Connecticut River to the west.
The elevator works.
And so today it's working.
That's right. Thank God. Life is good. Isn't this great? Isn't this great? It's so beautiful.
The elevator isn't the only issue. McElwain contends the pedestrian bridge and spiral ramp on the other side of the railroad tracks that leads down to the Riverwalk are not properly maintained.
If you were a person who was mobility impaired and you were struggling along using this, then you run into this.
Vines,
and you know, and it's been there for a long time. That's not just a little bit. And the same thing down here.
Facing the possibility of a $1,000 per day fine for violating accessibility requirements, the city filed a plan with the state on May 1st. The Architectural Access Board notified the city in writing on June 26th that the plan was acceptable. The elevator will be removed and the structure replaced with an improved system of ramps. The cost of the project is estimated at $600,000, which the city says is less expensive than applying a permanent fix to the elevator. The project won't be finished until December 2015, so temporary access during construction will be a repaved grade-level railroad crossing, which, according to McElwain, creates another problem.
You can see that there are no lights. There are no bells. This is an unprotected railroad crossing. If you had a hearing or sight problem, you wouldn't have any warning that the train was coming.
Why not just provide permanent access at a railroad crossing that has proper safety features?
Do we really want to abandon our investment, or do we want to put more money into it? It's well placed. There's plenty of parking here. This is city-owned land. It's attractive. I think, and you know, the city had to go to the U.S. Congress to get permission to build something over a railroad track. So we've really got a tremendous investment here, and I think that we ought to preserve what works.
The elevator and bridge are located near the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.